This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie Dean and guest co-host Simon Dunn. Now, guys, I don't know if I've mentioned this, but did you know that Midsummer Festival is not over yet?
You haven't mentioned this at all?
No, I never bring it up.
Why doesn't anybody tell me this?
I didn't even know it was on. So
well, there you go.
Bad game.
Well, you're not from Melbourne, so you're here, you know, today for the show. Yeah, you wouldn't...
Yeah, it's been revoked.
This Sunday is ending the Midsummer Festival, which is 22 full days of queer arts and culture here in Melbourne. And there are shows that are just getting started. I'm actually in one on Saturday night, subtle plug. But enough about me. Instead, we're going to speak to Chaney, who is the director of The Untouchables, which is happening at the MC Showroom this Friday and Saturday. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Now, this is pretty exciting. It's a queer one-woman show about the secrets we swallow and the ones that we can't. Which sounds really inappropriate, I think, when it comes out of my mouth. But it's actually got a bit of a food play to it, hasn't it?
Yeah, the main character's a chef. So it's kind of a... it's a love story that starts in a place that you don't expect and then goes somewhere that you expect even less.
Well, what I thought was really interesting, so it's a love story. It's a story about a single mother and chef who finds herself drawn to a strip club on her way home from work and then becomes infatuated with Kylie, who's a stripper / pole dancer and also an enigma. And try as she might, Nadine can't tear her eyes away from the woman in the sparkly two-piece and stilettos. What I love about that is it's picking on the chef aspect and the fact that there's this attraction to this person within this space. But what I can't figure out, because it's a one-woman show, so I suddenly am like, wait, what? So who is she playing?
So our performer, Alicia Beckhurst, she plays Nadine and she plays a couple of other characters in there, but mostly she's telling Nadine the chef's story, and Kylie is played by the music.
Oh.
So we have two composers that have worked on the sound design for this show, Jess Keefe and Tiffany Walton, and I set them a brief. I want tacky strip club music, but I want it to be cello.
Okay.
So every time Kylie comes on, she has music that creates her. But it's a very one-way romance because a strip club is like there's no two-way interaction going
on
there.
No, that's true. It's your infatuation with the person.
So Nadine has fallen in love with this kind of fictional, perfect, idealized woman that her sort of suburban upbringing has like not prepared her for her feelings.
Okay, there's a lot to this. This is very exciting. So the play made its debut or preview in London.
Yeah.
And this is the Australian premiere. Is it exciting to be bringing work for the Midsummer Festival to Melbourne, that it's one-woman show and exploring themes for women and focusing on their relationship with themselves and someone else?
Yeah, it's not just exciting. It's sort of the reason that I make theatre. I mean, I know what you guys do here is sort of similar, that you can't have a whinge about not being represented and not having your story told if you have the capacity to do it. So I think that's kind of what we're about at Black Apple, is creating spaces and creating stories that are kind of big enough to contain the people that we are.
I think one of the things that is really exciting when I'm looking at what 10 or 15 years ago, when you would have said, oh, this is it's a play or a story in a Pride festival, 9 out of 10 of those stories would have been the story of two gay men deciding to have a threesome on New Year's Eve, or someone's hook up with somebody, and it would always be about the gay men or sex or whatever. And it's great now that we're in this space where we're actually focusing on themes in a lot of different ways, focusing on people of colour, different genders, sexualities and identities whose stories and narratives need to be told. I think one other fun aspect that I like when thinking about Nadine is the fact that she's a single mother as well. So while we've touched on like what she does for her job and the infatuation she has with this woman that she's seen in a strip club, is that another element to her story and her direction as well?
Yeah, she's got, I'll just say, there is like dark content in there, and I'll give a trigger warning because she is a survivor of sexual assault. But that's just one, like this one part of her story. There's so many kind of boxes that she falls in, and none of them are quite big enough for her experience. So she's a mum, she's a survivor, she's a chef, she's someone in love, and none of the ways that she's experiencing any of that kind of fall in what's kind of comfortable or normal or what her friends and family are telling her she should feel. So she spends the whole kind of show trying to elbow her way into having like some airtime and some space and to kind of tell her own story in the way that she wants to tell it. So that's kind of the tension in the show. It is between, you know, all these things in her life.
I think that's really exciting because that's something, I mean, who hasn't had those kind of experiences where you're not quite, the cup doesn't, it's not half full, it's not completely full, but you don't feel like you're nailing it, and the other spaces that you, where you find things, that's where you get that sense to kind of breathe or escape.
It's not even her cup, it's not the drink that she ordered, you know, like it's, you know, she's way outside of the half full, half empty. You know?
This sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
You've given just enough. Just you've
well, I don't want to give it away. I want
exactly.
People to come.
So you can come along and see The Untouchables. It's happening at the MC Showroom in Prahran this Friday and Saturday night at 8 p.m, a part of the Midsummer Festival, which is still on, in case no one realises. Midsummer Festival, still happening. Head to midsummer.org.au to grab yourself the tickets. This is really exciting, Jenny. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks
and telling us about
me.
It.
Thanks for having me.
And for bringing a work that, for its Australian debut, focusing on themes like this and one woman's story and putting it into the space. It's really exciting.
Thank you.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.